Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we'll listen to your questions, your queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of our experts are based on Noble Quran and the narrations of Holy Prophet, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Brother Miqdad, an Islamic scholar. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you too, and to all the listeners for being with us today.
So, Brother Miqdad, we have a question. How can we keep our kids busy during long summer holidays?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, summer holidays is very challenging for parents because kids are out of school, and obviously they require much more attention from parents. So before I give a few tips regarding this point, it's important to keep in mind that child upbringing requires effort. It requires a lot of attention from the parents. Sometimes we feel that, and it portrays itself more in the summer, that because kids are at home, and you feel like, oh, I have to do so much to keep these kids busy. It requires more effort from me.
Right.
And when the kids were in school, we just had them to school in the morning, in the afternoon. In the evening, they do their homework. In the weekends, they go to Sunday school, for example. They keep themselves busy. And we feel that we've been good parents, not realizing that being a parent requires
attention.
It requires an active effort to do the right things, to help our children grow. And so in the summer, this really hits home, that now that kids are at home, I don't know what to do with them. And sometimes what we do is that we try to figure out things just to keep them busy, anything just to keep them busy. Again, this is not a good strategy to have. We need to be careful that we are responsible at the end of the day for the growth of our children. As parents, yes, I know we're busy, we have work to do, we have different activities, we have projects, we have our own kind of leisure and pleasure time.
Right.
But children are part of our lives, and when we are responsible for their upbringing, we are responsible for their growth, we're responsible for them getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being true, strong, good believers, having a good life in this world as well as hereafter. So this is something that we need to put attention towards, we need to put effort towards, as this is a responsibility. And so in the summer, the aim is to really make good use of the time, not just to fill up their time just so that they can get out of our way and they can just keep themselves busy so that we can do our own things. No, we can use up the summer, the time that we have in the summer, for doing a lot of good things for their own growth and for their own good upbringing.
Right. So here's the point. It's not just about filling this long holidays. It's about using that properly. It's about giving more attention. It's about putting on more efforts. Let's take a short break. And when we return, we'll dive deeper into this discussion. Stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this israf to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad, and Brother Miqdad is helping us with a question: how can we keep our children busy in summer holidays?
So, following what was mentioned in the first section, one of the things that we can do in the summer holidays is get the children involved in activities, in various different activities, extracurricular activities, to make sure that they spend the time wisely. So the point is valid that we cannot expect children to remain idle, right? It's important to keep children busy, that's for sure, because they're growing, they've got a lot of potential, they've got energy. This energy, this mind that's growing needs somewhere to grow, some opportunities to develop, basically. So then we have to use the time wisely, in a balanced way, to help them in this matter. So in terms of activities, we can do different things. One is activities that are related to their education, their formal education. So I know it's the summer holidays, but 20 minutes, 15 minutes, even half an hour a day, for example, of academic work is not a bad thing for them to review the year. For example, it's maths, it's English, it's history and geography, it's biology, whatever subject it is, pick a few of these subjects. And even if it's like you get these exercise books in shops these days that review the year or prepare them for the next year, so that they keep in touch with their what they learned at school, and doesn't become 2 months of not reviewing what they learned. So that's one aspect. Okay. Little, but continuous.
Okay.
Another, in this field again, is recitation of the Quran. It's important to use the time over here to really strengthen the recitation of the Quran.
Right.
If you can do it yourself as parents, then it's really good. If not, then you can get a teacher to come at home. Or even these days online, you can get teachers as well to come in. Literally, it requires 10 to 15 minutes a day for children to brush up on their qira'at, on the tajweed, on the sawtullah, and to really work on these recitation of the Quran, recitation with proper pronunciation, mm-hmm. and then further on recitation with a beautiful voice. This is a good opportunity. Again, it takes 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day to work on these things, but it's really useful.
Right.
Other activities, at the education level, is things that you would not do throughout the year.
Right.
Sometimes, I mean, it depends on different cities, different opportunities available in your own countries. But in certain cities, you have these places where you can learn, for example, computer science for kids or robotics for kids.
Right.
Or even artistic things. So, for example, pottery or, for example, stitching if they're girls, and these kind of small activities, small skills that they can learn, these are really, really nice, because they help children build skills, and they see results also. For example, carpentry is another one. If you put kids into carpentry school, for example, for a month or 2 months in the summer, then kids can learn these things, and they'll be building things.
In the very beginning of their life.
Exactly, and they'll be seeing the result of their effort. It has a very positive psychological effect,
impact,
which is
right.
really worth looking into. So this is related to skills, education, and skills. Summer is a good opportunity to build these skills. It can be hand-on skills, so the ones I mentioned, for example. It can be computer skills, whether it is PowerPoint making, for example, video editing, for example, robotics, for instance. It can be various different skills. Certain skills are related to public speaking, for example. If your child you see is very good in recitation, you can train him into reciting
in public,
or
right.
even reciting Latmiya and Noha and Maddahi, as I say, or recitation
so
of the poetry
on,
for Imam Hussein. And so right. there's a lot of skills that can be built during the summer.
Right. We'll discuss more with you, brother, after a short break. That is there. Stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا معطي الخيرات يا معطي الخيرات.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, teach your children swimming and archery.
يا معطي الخيرات يا معطي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother McDowell and we are discussing how to keep your children busy in summer holidays. Well, Brother, you said that it's about education and skills. Even if the educational sessions are short, but they should be continuous. And Quran recitation should be there. We should be focusing on different parts, like, you know, the recitation of the Holy Quran, the other parts, the tajweed, sultanlah, and we can work on different parts of it and also engage them in various skills. What else?
A big chunk of the summer days can be spent in sports activities. Sports is very important for children. To be physically active is very important. So if it's possible to enroll children into various different sports and exercise activities, so whether it's football, volleyball, basketball, cricket, or even other sports also. For instance, martial arts is very good. For instance, swimming is excellent, horse riding. And you find various different running, gymnastics. These are very, very important sports, both for boys as well as for girls. Well, they can get involved in these different sports. Kids that are physically active the whole day, cycling, for example, is another one, then that really helps their body to build. And when we're physically active, our blood circulation is very strong. We're more happy naturally. We're more eager to do other things as well. So this is something that we should really keep in mind during the summer holidays to keep kids busy in different physical activities.
True. Have you seen, on contrary, the kids who have a sedentary life, who kind of, you know, sit on the sofas all day and watch television, the mental capabilities are also, they get weakened day by day, even if they are, born intelligent.
Definitely. I mean, this is something we really avoid. In the summer, as much as you can, avoid TV and computer games. Yes, obviously, you have time for that, half an hour a day, 1 hour a day. But it should be something that is not priority over the day. The kids should
leisure
be so busy.
Time should be there, but there should be alternatives.
Exactly. One last point is that using the summer holidays for family bonding is very important. As much as possible, use the time to spend together between the mother and the father and the kids together as a family, going on small trips. It doesn't have to be a long trip outside the country. It can be even a small camping trip, not very far away, or going a few places, even for a short period of time, 1 or 2 days out, for example, with the family. This is really important. Children really look forward to summer holidays because they spend time with their parents, and this really builds a very strong relationship. But even if you're not traveling anywhere, then even at home, for example, in the evenings, keep some time for the kids playing board games, for example, playing different games together at home as a family. This really keeps the kids busy. It keeps good memories for them over the summer, and this relationship is very important. And this summertime is a good opportunity because there's no pressure of work and homework and kids and doing school and doing different things. So using this time for family building is really, really nice.
And that way they could actually develop a trust in you, and maybe they can share things with you which they cannot share with others. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much for sharing those beautiful tips with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Hope that helps you. Well, in case you have any questions, curious regarding the Islamic upbringing of your kids, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio, and also listen to our programs again. We have an archive of our programs on our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, Call of Islam, and you'll find our programs there. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? so well.